When it's time for our community engagement segment, it is that time of the year again. And this year, we are marking the 100th sad anniversary of the global influenza pandemic in 1918, where thousands of people actually died. And each year, thousands of people continue to die from the flu. It is that time when we have to be very, very careful. This morning, we will be engaging Dr. Amanda Parsons from Montefiore Hospital this morning. So let me go into Montefiore and say good morning, Dr. Parsons. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, welcome to Groovin' Radio. It is that time of the year. It is getting chilly. One day, the temperature may be in the 40s or the 50s. The next day, you never know, it may just be in the 20s. And this is the time of the year when people tend to get flu. Explain to the listening audience, Dr. Parsons, for those who don't know, what is the flu?
The flu is a virus that affects the respiratory tract and causes influenza, causes a disease that usually for most people is a cough, a fever, and a sore throat, and some body pains. But in some people who are particularly vulnerable, like children or the elderly or people who have underlying medical conditions, the flu can be very severe and, as you noted, can even cause death.
Mm-hmm. You know, this year is 100 years after the influenza pandemic. And I think after that, people started, I guess, paying more attention. Is it that people started paying more attention to the flu? When did such thing like the flu shot came about?
Oh, I don't know how long the flu shot has been around, but I do know that it is available now, and still not everybody gets the flu shot. There have been, unfortunately, we went through a period of time where many people believed that the flu vaccine and other vaccines could cause diseases like autism. We know that that is not true, but we're now suffering from the vestiges of that thinking. So people don't get the flu vaccine, even though it's available, or they may never have gotten the flu and therefore think that they'll never get the flu, even so there's no point in getting a vaccine. But we're really focusing on letting people know that there are flu vaccines available. They are safe. They are effective. Mm-hmm. Everybody older than 6 months should get a vaccine. Mm-hmm.
So now the big question is it really worth getting the flu shot? And how effective is the flu shot?
The flu shot, it varies year to year, but overall the flu shot reduces your risk of getting the flu by 40 to 60%. Mm-hmm. So that's very, think about it. If you're just telling somebody, that's at least reducing your risk by half versus not getting the flu shot. And given that it's very easy to get, it takes a couple of seconds, it's covered by insurance, it's available at pharmacies, at doctor's offices, at different flu drives out in the community. We encourage everybody to go get their flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm. You know, in conversation, sometimes you're talking to someone and they'll say to you, well, I got the flu shot last year. If I had the flu shot last year, should I take it again this year?
Absolutely. So the flu virus is very, very interesting in that it is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. And the way that your body builds up immunity is through the antibodies that are formed after you're given a vaccine. But if the virus changes all the time, the vaccine is only effective for a short period of time. And in this case, in the flu, we have to get a new vaccine every year. Mm-hmm. Scientists try to predict how the vaccine will change over the course of the season, and they try to build a vaccine that will be effective not just against the strain that's circulating right now, but also against the way that it will change. Mm-hmm. And so there's a bit of a prediction that has to happen in order to build a flu vaccine that can be as responsive as possible to whatever the virus does throughout the course of our flu season. So yes, it's important to get a flu vaccine every year. One of the common things that we hear from people is, well, last year I got a flu vaccine and I got the flu 3 days later. So either the vaccine wasn't effective the vaccine just didn't work for me. And that's not really the case. The vaccine takes 2 weeks your body takes 2 weeks to build up antibodies. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible if you get the flu vaccine and then you get the flu 3 days later, what likely happened is your body's not yet, it hasn't responded to the vaccine, hasn't built up all the antibodies. So that's why it's so important to get the vaccine early, because it does take 2 weeks to take effect.
Mm. Program note, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Grooving Radio. We are in our community engagement segment, and this morning we're informing the community about the flu and the flu shot and why it is very important for you to take a flu shot. Before we go any further, Dr. Amanda Parsons, what are some of the common ways one can catch the flu?
The flu is transmitted through the respiratory droplets. So when people cough or sneeze either in your face or near you, mm-hmm. or they cough or sneeze into their hands and then put their hand on the subway pole or something, and then you go and you touch that and contract the flu virus. So it's one of the reasons that you hear this message of washing your hands frequently or using an alcohol-based sanitizer. And also, it's important to cough into your sleeve. Historically, you know, obviously, and make sure that you're not just coughing out into the air around you, mm-hmm. because that's how the virus gets transmitted.
Mm-hmm. For those folks who like to say, well, I'm a healthy person, and I don't really get the cold, should that person get a flu shot?
Absolutely. I think they're very lucky that if they're the kind of person who never gets a cold or never gets the mm-hmm. the flu, but they could still get a cold or the flu. Mm-hmm. But also, as you may be the kind of person who is so resilient and just would get a very mild case of the flu, but you might be getting a mild case, but you're still able to transmit that to babies and to older people. It's important to remember that babies under the age of 6 months cannot receive a flu vaccine. And so they are very, very susceptible. And so to protect yourself and your family, particularly the young and the elderly, and then people with chronic conditions like diabetes or HIV, whose immune system is not as strong, it's important to get vaccinated. So we try to tell people it might be that you have superhuman strength and you have a wonderful immune system, but not everybody around you that lives with you, that works with you, that plays with you, that prays with you is in that situation. So protect yourself, protect your community by getting your vaccine, even if you don't think you're the one who's going to get the flu this year.
Mm-hmm. People who ride public transportation, the bus and the subways and other public transportation, what are some of the measures that they can take to prevent contracting the flu?
The first thing is to, you know, make sure that they're washing their hands. You know, if you're cold, keep your gloves on, because that also can help protect you. If somebody is coughing or sneezing, and move away from that person. In general, you know, you yourself try not to cough or sneeze and, in, you know, out into the open. But stay away from people who are not feeling well. And that's another important thing. If you think you have the flu, you have a cough, you have a fever, you have a sore throat, that's not the time to go to work or to be around others. Stay home. You know, it takes a couple of days to feel better. Some people can even, if they're have certain medical conditions, they may want to go to their doctor to get some antivirals that can help reduce the symptoms of the flu. Mm-hmm. But try not to, if you yourself are sick, try not to be around others. And similarly, to protect yourself, try not to be around people who are sick.
So how do you know when you have the flu and not just a common cold or just a fever? I mean, how do you know that?
It's hard to tell, but the symptoms of the flu are, you know, cough with fever and maybe a sore throat. Mm-hmm. And generally you feel a cold can just feel like a little bit, you know, sneezing and runny nose. Colds are not really associated with fevers. Mm-hmm. And people with the flu really report feeling pretty terrible. They're very tired. They want to just sleep. Sometimes they can have, you know, kind of body aches. So the flu feels much worse than a cold. Mm-hmm. But regardless, the way you manage it, you know, you stay home, you stay hydrated, get some rest, and eventually it passes. Unless you have a severe medical condition or you're under the age of two. Mm-hmm. And for those patients, we always recommend that they go see their doctor, mm-hmm. Because they may benefit from the antiviral medications like Tamiflu.
Now, folks listening to us, Understand that Dr. Amanda Parsons works for Montefiore. Montefiore spreads from probably the Bronx all the way up to Westchester County. Now, the big question is, where can someone get the flu shot at Montefiore?
So we recommend that people, adults can go get their flu shots from any pharmacy. Sometimes your place of work might offer it. Sometimes there might be a flu drive out in your community. You can go to your doctor. You can also go to, if you have no other alternatives, you can go to an urgent care center. What we're asking people not to do, we don't want people going to the emergency room for a flu vaccine, because emergency rooms really are meant for dealing with people who have emergency situations. Mm-hmm. And it becomes much harder to do that when there's lots of people who go to the emergency room for things that are not emergencies, like they just want a flu shot or they're not feeling very well that day. So we'd like to encourage people to get their flu shots from all the different community resources available. Like I said, including all pharmacies can dispense flu vaccines, and their doctors' offices, and and urgent care centers if needed. Mm-hmm. But staying away from the emergency room is good advice, unless you're having significant difficulty breathing or some other major issues that you feel really need the attention of an emergency room. But otherwise, the use of doctor's offices or urgent care centers is good if people have something that it just can't wait. But frankly, again, with flu, most people staying home, drinking water, getting some sleep, that's the way you handle the flu.
You know, folks will say if you get the flu, have some soup. Does that work?
Yeah, the hydrating is definitely it works to make you feel better and it works to keep you hydrated. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the soup that is that fights the virus, but it helps keep you, like I said, hydrated and helps you feel better.
Dr. Amanda Parsons from Montefiore, before you wrap up this morning with this flu segment, who should really be paying attention about getting the flu? Who should really get the flu shot on an annual basis?
Everybody should get the flu shot. Uh-huh. But people who are dealing with babies, mm-hmm. The elderly. So if in your home you have a newborn or young children, elderly parents, that in particular is very important. Anybody, like I said, who's around children, like teachers and others, should really be mindful. People who are taking care of elderly patients, like home care folks. And then anybody who has an underlying medical condition that can lead you to be a bit more vulnerable. So people with asthma, people with diabetes, people who are extremely obese or who have heart disease or other illnesses that suppress the immune system, like HIV or cancer. Mm-hmm. Really, the recommendation is for everybody 6 months or older, but in particular, the people that I mentioned before, right. Those people should definitely get the flu vaccine and encourage others to do the same.
Dr. Amanda Parsons, I'd like to thank you very much for taking time out of your Saturday, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, to join us here and on Grooving Radio to share some pertinent information regarding the flu and the flu shot. Thank you very much and happy holidays, Doc.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care.